Welcome back to The Whip Around, your weekly look at news and current events, where nothing is safe and nothing is sacred. Be warned, there will be pop culture spoilers, low culture language, and potentially some cultural insensitivities. With your hosts, Jill Yapsuga.
Having my moment with my mac and cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing and I feel fabulous, so do it.
Dr. Phil LaPorta.
No, this guy represents death and you're going to die. Like, that should happen. It's funny you say spewage. It's space toilets.
Oh! And Sean Hayes.
I'm participating in the currency exchange of your attention for my
right,
compliment.
As opposed
to... I'm the baloney man for Halloween. You just can't see it.
Have too much fun with the whip around.
Try it on.
Whip around, go! Here we are, and what an intro that was. I am Sean Hayes, back here again in your ears, and I'm not alone because I am here with Dr. Phil LaPorta.
What up?
And Ms. Jill Yapsuga, Professor Jill Yapsuga, MC Jill Yapsuga.
Not a doctor, Jill Yapsuga.
Right. Decidedly undoctory Jill Yapsuga and completely undoctory Sean Hayes and the other one who's weird. You're the weird one, Phil. You're the weird one.
This is news to no one.
We are here. In our varying levels of importance and weirdness. Actually, everybody's
weird. Important.
We're all weird. We're all important. And you out there, you're
weird
too.
You're the most important.
And
though.
I mean that in the most benign, benevolent, loving, hug you in the face kind of way. We're the face huggers of joy on the whip around.
I'm not.
And
I don't endorse that.
Pop out of your chest.
The fun is going to explode out of our chests.
Bursters of joy.
Hide in the air vents and bring you some weird news. And
Jesus Christ.
I feel like we've got an exciting, interesting show today because the theme, if we could just sort of wink at it briefly, is evil.
So fucking evil.
Darkness.
A little dark, yeah.
Evil. But fun.
Sort of.
But enough about me.
Oh,
Phil,
yeah.
What would you say if I sang out of tune to a little bit of
science? Still matters, damn it.
Fucking A, man.
How do you guys feel about anti-vaxxers?
Boo.
I don't get it.
I don't like it.
Okay.
They're no good. You know, dangerous. How about that?
Yeah.
That's actually,
yeah,
I think that might be the best description of anti-vaxxer,
dangerous.
Actually.
Dangerous.
So, next question. Have you guys heard of the Dunning-Kruger effect?
I mentioned it on the thing I'm developing with Kate.
I have, and I can't place what it is, but I've heard of it.
If I'm right, in fact, I'll
give it a
question.
Shot.
Is that the one that effectively is like, once you know about something or see something, or it's yours, you start seeing it everywhere? So if like if I buy a Ford Explorer, I start seeing them everywhere?
No, not quite.
Okay. What's that one?
I don't know.
I've heard of that, though.
Okay, that's more exciting.
I feel like
can
that,
we do
I feel
a
like
about that?
I feel like that's confirmation bias.
No, there's another
that's
thing,
not
though.
Quite. Yeah.
What's the Dunning-Kruger?
Dunning-Kruger is the less information you have about something,
oh.
The more likely you are to overestimate how much you actually know about that topic.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So,
oh, that's called being human.
Yeah, well, the power of sort of not knowing.
Everyone
right?
thinks they're smarter than they are.
Right. Yes. Well, basically, that's what
ignorance
it comes down
is
to.
Power bliss.
Oh,
right.
And unfortunately, with anti-vaxxers, a group decided to test just how strong the Dunning-Kruger effect is. And the article goes into a couple things, and it talks about how the scientists in the article are like, well, this is the information, and therefore this is how we should use it to help, you know, policy, education policy, lobbying policy on vaccines. And the Dunning-Kruger effects in their sample, this just makes me sad.
You just backed Jill up about an inch or two.
Happening.
I'm just going to quote this. Found strong evidence of Dunning-Kruger effects in our sample. 62% of those who performed worst on knowledge about autism believe they know as much or more than doctors and scientists about the causes of autism.
Well, that makes sense.
That makes a dark, awful kind of
right,
sense.
But,
right,
but like you... We've all met those people. In all sorts of topics, not just that. But
yes,
we've all met
absolutely.
Those people.
How many, what's this pool like? Thousands, hundreds, dozens,
right.
You know?
My neighborhood.
I don't more than 1,300.
Okay.
1,300 Americans. It's not a small pool. It's not the biggest
sample
size,
though.
But it's not insignificant.
But it's
worth discussing.
Right, that's decent.
Absolutely.
So 60 what percent?
It was...
I'm just chasing you all over
the
document.
62% who performed worst on the autism knowledge test.
Rated themselves basically more knowledge. Now, they didn't say, I am more knowledgeable than the doctor, but they gave themselves like higher confidence or something? How did they indicate, I know more than...
That was the question. One of the questions was that how much they feel like they know compared to doctors and scientists.
So they straight out were like,
I got this shit.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. They'd be dumb.
Welcome to the Sarah Palin Institute for Diagnosing Problems.
Dean Jenny McCarthy, no less.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my takeaway is this, always, right?
Run.
Yeah. Number one, anti-vaxxers.
How many nuclear missiles to end the world?
Not enough. Number one, anti-vaxxers are stupid and dangerous. Number two, Joel pointed out, we see this not just with these people, but with everything. I think it's important for all of us to be very cognizant of the fact that if we don't know a lot about something, we need to be careful about how much we think we know. It's hard to do.
Yeah.
But the more we're aware of that Dunning-Kruger effect, the more we can catch ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bit like the people who will never get sick have all of the cure. You know what I'm saying? Like the people who are never going to this problem are perfectly suited to never have it.
They're putting jade eggs up their ass or something.
Right. That's I don't know why you got to bring Gwyneth Paltrow into everything.
I know.
But yeah, it does seem sort of, you know, what's the George Carlin bit? People who are, I forget how he phrased it, but people with serious, you know, cognitive problems tend to have very high opinions of themselves. You know, of course, it goes hand in glove with goddamn stupidity.
Unfortunately, it does. But it's something we need to be aware of. And it's something we need to be careful of, because as we try and correct the misconceptions.
Try to
correct the misconceptions.
Pedden.
It's an uphill battle, and it's a pain in the ass because you're trying to convince people who think they know better than you.
My God.
It's dangerous, right?
Oh, my God.
So that was depressing, huh?
All right.
And this is exactly why science! I wish it mattered to more people, damn it.
Oh, look at you playing fast and loose with your title.
Hell yeah.
Only because you're crestfallen and can't be optimistic about the human race because all evidence runs to the contrary.
Listen, if this light fixture was sturdier, I'd hang myself from that rope right now after reading this.
Well, that's a...
on that note, right?
That's a delightful... upbeat.
Jill, take us to break.
We're all still going to be here, I think, when you come back.
Well, one of us might be swinging slightly side to side, like, but I promise we'll all still be in the room. But I have a feeling we might get an extra special glimpse at the bottom of Phil's feet here.
Fuck you guys for not stopping me,
dark,
by the way. What the hell?
Dark episode.
Hey, man, you know better than us. You are a doctor. I have no. Okay. Anyway, let's all stay alive. We'll be right back. Dunning-Kruger.
Not Freddy.
Sadly.
I was waiting for you to make that joke.
I thought it. You know I'm thinking of it the whole time.
Welcome to Whip Around Phone. For Instagram information, press 1. For Twitter information, press 2. For Facebook, press 3. Email thewhiparound@gmail.com, press 4. Or visit our website, thewhiparoundpodcast.com, or press 5. Thank you. Have a great day.
Evil. It's as human as hating things that are new and different. But one might be justified in asking, is evil even real? Like, suppose one isn't religious, you know, or even if one is spiritually inclined, one might wonder, is there such a thing as a uniquely human evil? So let's say you're a non-believer. Is evil even a thing? If you're a believer of any kind, is there any kind of evil that's just human, right? And suppose the answer is yes for both, right? That there is, in fact, such a thing as evil in a human practical sense. What is it? How would one define it in scientific terms? Could we, perhaps, find a way to break this notion of evil into component pieces? Split it into unique and beautiful strata, like sunlight through a prism. A rainbow of human darkness, if you will. Folks, friends, Phils, Jills, citizens alike. Science has heard our questions. In fact, Phil, what has heard our questions?
Science!
Thank you. And it has answered.
Sorry, Jill.
Behold, the dark factor of personality. scientists from Germany and Denmark, because of course...
it's got to be Germans.
...have recently published results of extensive research into human personality traits that they claim, and not without a lot of backup, you'll see...
Pretty good.
...they claim has not only isolated the very notion of human evil, they call it... D. As in the letter D.
As in douchebag, Dave.
Or... Well, hey.
Funny you should say douchebag.
No way, Jose. Anyway, D. But also, they argue that they managed to give us that rainbow of evil bits. 9 traits, to be exact. And there's more. Our scientist pals have come to the conclusion that much like various types of intelligence tend to move together, a person with high verbal intelligence, say, will certainly tend to also score at least reasonably well on other measures of human intelligence. Similarly, dark traits, your D's, do the same. So one who is evil in one way will tend to be around that evil in the other categories. And so, for your listening pleasure, may I unveil to you the 9 dark traits, evil ladies and evil
gentlemen. Because we know you're wondering.
Yeah. Egoism. And if you two feel at any point that this needs a little definition, I'm ready.
Okay.
Egoism.
Got it.
Machiavellianism.
Need a little bit of a...
Okay. And it's listed here as manipulativeness, callous affect, and strategic calculating orientation.
Survivor.
Yeah. 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 Okay. I was going to say New York from the reality shows involving Flava Flav.
I was thinking New York in the 80s.
Well, that's a whole other show. Right. Moral disengagement.
Got it.
Okay. Narcissism.
Got it. How is that, though, totally different from egoism?
Aha. Okay. It says here, egoism is the excessive concern with one's own pleasure or advantage at the expense of community well-being. Okay. So there's egoism.
Community well-being. Okay.
Right. Narcissism.
Expensive.
Narcissism is listed as an all-consuming motive for ego reinforcement.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? So that narcissism is actually, think of it this way, narcissism is sucking everything in. Everything it can to make it about itself, whereas egoism is, hey, I want it. I want to be the center. I should have the pleasure. I should be the one who gets that. Do you see what I mean?
I do. But
there's
a
subtle distinction,
like,
but they're
like
related.
Those two probably reinforce each other a lot, right?
And they do.
I would bet they're correlated.
Okay.
Psychological entitlement.
Okay, got it.
And I've checked the pronunciation, so don't you dare step to me.
I was curious about this.
Psychopathy.
That's what I thought.
Psychopath with a Y on the end,
is it
right?
Like dealing with psychopaths?
Deficits in affect, callousness, self-control, and impulsivity.
So, yes. Okay.
So, yeah. Sadism.
I just need a little bit of a brief refresher on that.
According to the science, intentionally inflicting physical, sexual, or psychological pain or suffering on others in order to assert power and, I'm going to add this myself, and or dominance. Or for pleasure and enjoyment.
Okay.
So I hurt you to feel good about me, or I hurt you because that action makes me feel good.
Okay.
Self-interest.
Got it.
Which is self-evident, and spitefulness.
Got it.
All right. So those are our 9 colors of the wickedness
of the
rainbow.
D-rainbow.
Yeah.
Yeah, of the D-rainbow or something.
I like it.
We'll get there.
We're workshopping, folks.
we're thinking on the fly. The basic idea here is twofold, and it is this. And the paper and those already writing about this research paper, it's intense and vast. So I encourage you all to look it up. It'll be in the show notes. Yeah. We're going to do our best to cover as much as we can. But here's something I wanted you to know. 2 things. 1, evil or human darkness relates to, according to these scientists, maximizing one's own utility, either without regard to the experience of others, in spite of the issues that others might have, or even in some cases, with special joy if one's utility comes directly or indirectly at the expense of someone else's happiness and well-being, right? So there's sort of just point 1 I want to make of 2. And 2, we can test for this shit. Even at a simple level, which is what we're going to do, in contrast to the vast stuff that they did in the paper, lest we think that they were like, hey, we just found out what Hogwarts house we're in. Quick, let's figure out what our evil rainbow rating is, right?
What's the BuzzFeed quiz?
Exactly. Yeah. We're going to do that version here on the show.
We're going to try.
Right. But there's far more, lest we think it's just pop psychology. These guys they're German and Danish. Believe me, they're serious about their scholarship and most other things.
Schadenfreude.
Sure. Avenue Q rating of 50,000. I don't know. Anyway, I thought what we could do here is get some basic reactions to this story of this research and this, again, the splitting of the definitions of evil and the splitting of human evil into these component parts and the measurements. I thought we could get some reactions to that, then move on to a little bit of fun with the questionnaire before we move on. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who wants to react? Just react. Jill, react to this whole story. We found evil and we split it up and you can measure
I have a couple quick things and then my full reaction. Now I have the song Evil stuck in my head.
Which evil song?
The version that Elvis Presley did.
Okay. And, copyright, so I'll just say yes.
Yeah. So, and then there's also this thing in pop culture now called Big Dick Energy. It's called BDE.
I've heard Big Dragon and then it became big, but yeah, Big Dick
Energy. Basically,
seems to
are you really confident? Like, are you a confident person? I now feel like we could co-opt it for our purposes
just
and find out, like, Big Dark Energy. Like, who has it?
Big Dark Energy.
That's a card in Magic the Gathering, isn't it?
I wouldn't know.
No idea.
I really wouldn't know. Sorry. But sure. Sounds right.
Should be.
I'm writing it now.
Excuse me while I get on my computer.
My first reaction though, when I read the article was, duh. Like, it just seemed really obvious.
Every D word that we do here is going to make me so happy.
Yes. It just made me, to me, it seemed incredibly obvious. And that could also be because in college I took courses on antisocial behavior and serial killers. So, like,
criminology is using this sort of stuff already.
Right. So to me, I was like, well, yeah, duh. Like, this all sounds right. They kind of already knew this for certain things. But it's very interesting. And I like the fact that it sounds like now they're able to maybe quantify it a little bit more and, like, seeing how it correlates with other. The intelligence thing was what kind of fascinated me. Like,
but a rising tide lifts all boats. Yes.
That I thought was really interesting.
Yeah. They found some, and again, there's so much minutiae.
Right.
They did find
some that are page paper,
that are more closely related than others, but they didn't throw any out.
Like, as we've already pointed out, you may know, like, the narcissism and the egoism.
Yeah.
The high R factor.
Right.
All right.
So that's your...
That's my reaction. Yeah, okay. That was my reaction.
Phil.
A couple things. Like Jill, I thought it was fascinating that they found a way to quantify these things.
It's a bit... I thought of...
That was really neat.
You brought us the Ig Nobel Awards. That they sort of sometimes are looking for the obvious, but you got to do it.
Well, yeah, I mean...
That's
this is
what they did here.
Yeah, and that's... that. Like Jill says, like, it's kind of obvious, and yeah, people are using this profile in criminals and stuff, but it's nice to... Like, no, really... It's not just what we think, oh, criminals or evil people do these things. Like, let's quantify this.
Or, like, sociopaths and psychopaths and that's it.
Or presidents of the United States, whatever.
Right. But who's counting?
But who's just one of them that I could think. I'm not going to say who. It was Grover Cleveland.
What an evil, egotist, narcissist.
But the other thing that I thought was neat was that they have classified and quantified evil independent of the way we normally point at things and go, that's evil. They've classified it and quantified it in terms of just personal utilization, completely independent of religious or ethical moral systems.
Utility
where it's like,
is a big word.
I know, and I love that because it's not, oh, this is evil because our, you know, deity of choice said you can't do that, therefore this is evil. Yeah. It's no. This is bad because it inflicts pain on other people at the cost of others. And I think that's a better, more universal way of dealing with it.
Yeah, because you could be religious and still get every bit of value, I think, out of this that someone who is, because it's not saying, since there isn't a deity, what they're saying is it doesn't fact, look,
yeah,
this
no,
is about
this is,
people.
Yeah, right. And how they respond to each other, basically, in a lot of ways.
Okay, so can we...
I think that's awesome.
These are great reactions, by the way, both.
How did you find it, Sean?
You know, I won't say that it was obvious. For me, I was excited, and I kind of tipped my hand to this already, because I'm used to reading about, oh, is this person, like this serial killer or this famous criminal, are they more a sociopath or a psychopath? Or if we use those barometers or whatever you want to call it, before they existed, what might you say that Jack the Ripper was? You know, all that stuff.
Right.
What I found was this is great because it doesn't say we have these two categories of criminal, or which is not what criminologists do, but I'm saying it's a much more useful piece of analysis that can break down things for criminals, regular folks, everything in between. So I thought it was really neat to – it's such a tool chest, I guess, is my main thing. And then, of course, I was wondering what my parents are and what everybody else was.
Course,
like, I'm going to do this test to everyone. And that said, if you guys are down for this – and I'd like to open this up to the listeners too. So what I would like to do – and this is taken with a heavy caveat from the research – what we're going to do is do the pop version of this test.
Coming from a Scientific American article.
Right. And so it's not just somebody made this up on the fly, but it's a very simple version of what they would have done on this test. All we're going to do is 9 questions. Hey, there are 9 evil rainbow colors. Well, that's on purpose. You guys, first Phil and Jill, of course, and everybody at home, let's do the 1 to 5, strongly disagree as a 1. 2 is a, you know, strongly disagree as a 1, disagree as a 2.
Neutral.
Well, I want to come back to that in a second. 4 is agree, 5 is strongly agree. Really only do 3. Not if you're like, well, it could, no, try to find a number that's real on the other side of 3. But if you're like, I just can't process
true
that
neutral.
One, I really don't. Well, I just don't like the word neutral for this. What I would say is I cannot be committal. I know it's a fine distinction. But don't just go like, I'm not sure if I'm a 2 or a 4. Try.
Okay.
And listeners at home, if you want to play along, this doesn't end up on the floor for time, I hope.
I command you to. No, please. Let's check it out, right? And what's going to happen is the average is what we're after. We're done, divide by 9. Okay? Are we ready? I'm just going to read these statements.
There's so much BD in the room. Yes, money.
Okay, here we go. It is hard to get ahead without cutting corners here and there. A 1 through 5. 1 is strongly disagree. 5 is strongly agree. It is hard to get ahead without cutting corners here and there. Number 2. I like to use clever manipulation to get my way. I like to use clever manipulation to get my way. Ready for 3?
Mm-hmm.
Number 3. People who get mistreated have usually done something to bring it on themselves. People who get mistreated have usually done something to bring it on themselves. Number 4. I know that I am special because everyone keeps telling me so. I know that I am special because everyone keeps telling me so. Number 5. I honestly feel I'm just more deserving than others. I honestly feel that I'm just more deserving than others. Jill's very happy at that one. Or are you just used to hearing me say
no,
that?
No, it's a 5. It's for sure.
Okay. Number 6. Number 6. I'll say anything to get what I want. I'll say anything to get what I want. Number 7. Hurting people would be exciting. Hurting people would be exciting. 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. Number 8. I try to make sure others know about my successes. I try to make sure others know about my successes. And number 9. It is sometimes worth a little suffering on my part to see others receive the punishment they deserve. It is sometimes worth a little suffering on my part to see others receive the punishment they deserve. So let's just average your scores out, everybody.
Oh,
divide it by 9. All we need to know is the scores. They don't have to tell me what your numbers were.
Right, for each individual one.
Right. Out yourself as a sadist.
Yeah.
Just an average, and then I can tell you mine. I can tell you Dave's. Dave took the test and got a respectable 2.3. Dave averaged 2.3, our angry pal. I'm going to hold off on mine. I will also tell you, as Jill Quick does some arithmetic, that my wife
is
one of the most earnest people that I know. She got a 1.3.
And I
believe I've talked to her about the questions. She's just an earnest, nice person, which is opposites attract. So what are you going to do? So who wants to go first? What are your scores, Jill?
Mine was a 3.2.
A 3.2 for Jill.
What do you say? Wow. What the hell?
I was certain I was going to be worse than you were.
What is
2.4?
A 2.4. So far it's on the scale of things. I mean, Kate, my wife.
5 in theory would be horrible. Human.
No, I know. A 5 would already be burning like the house down.
Yeah.
Phil with a 2, what was it?
2.4.
A 2.4. Jill
3.2.
I had a 3.3. So Yes. And
wait, what was Dave's again?
2.3.
Okay.
So I am the dark mirror of Dave Diorio and only slightly more evil than Jill Yapsuga. And Phil, of course, is the most well-adjusted in the room, as always. Or is he? So that's... So
mine were very high in two categories. I can say
10, 10, 0, 0, 0, 0. Like, count,
5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1.
Negative 12, 5, 5. Okay, that's where we are. We're very curious if anybody wants to
write
in.
If anybody wants to share,
yeah,
maybe we'll do a post just saying, hey, this is where anybody, if you want to, just come and plug in what your average was.
Right.
Yeah, so that's where we were. That's where we are. But where did we go? That's what I want to know. So let's turn things to Jill and Phil here to see where your mind went with this story when you were looking about this. Jill, do you want to launch into where were you teleported along?
Mine went to serial killers.
Thank God.
Because they're fascinating. And I thought about the fact that, like, it's just funny to me that we find them to be so fascinating. And we find this to be fascinating, right? Because people want to know, like, am I evil? Do you know what I mean?
Are you just because, God, it's me.
Well, just because
we wanted to know, right?
Just because you can be a sociopath, you can be a psychopath and not commit any crime in your life.
You've
and not actually inflict any harm on another human or animal thing.
Well, sure, look at Phil over there. He's fine.
So I just think it's fascinating.
Killed anybody
yet. And I think it's fascinating, too, because we love serial killers and the fact that, like, My Favorite Murder is a huge phenomenon, and I get why it is, because I think as women, especially for women, we somehow think if we know what happens, we can somehow like prevent it from happening to us. But I mean, if I think about it, how many like vice presidents can you name?
Not four.
Right.
Six, seven tops.
How many can you name the same? Six, seven. Jeez. How
maybe,
like
I think
how many
could squeeze seven out of this?
How
noodle?
Many serial killers
some
can
became
you name?
President?
All of them, probably.
Like a ton.
A lot of them. I guarantee I could name about four times as many serial killers as vice president.
I wrote down a lot off top of my head.
Four or five?
Well, what are your? You don't even have to read them, but how many did you write down the vice presidents and the serial killers? Or
no, because I can tell you the vice presidents in my head.
There's
it's
another
like the
test for you guys out there in whip around
right.
land.
God. It's like the last
pause
three.
This episode.
You just can't get enough. List the vice presidents.
It's literally the ones that, since I've been alive. So it, well, since like I've been old enough to remember. It's like Al Gore.
Oh, I thought you were talking serial killers.
Jill's
I thought she was starting
some
with serial killers.
Al Gore.
And I was like, oh my God, he's been busy.
Yeah. Dick Cheney.
Oh, there Sorry, that's an overlap. Both. That's an overlap.
Joe Biden, and then what's his face?
Yeah, that's not. Yeah. If you say that one three times,
he shows up.
All the women in the room disappear.
Yes. But I was able to, off the top of my head, Dennis Rader, John Wayne Gacy, Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer, Eileen Wuornos, Richard Speck, David Berkowitz, like, and then like the names that we come up with for them, like the Green River Killer, like. All these people. I don't know.
Mary F. Killer.
It's pretty bad that...
the Mary F. Killer. Oh, my God!
It's going
to
happen.
Wait. One of us has to do that. Someone's going to steal it, you guys.
I got the nothing Mary better F. to Killer. Do for the rest of the summer. I'll be back
but,
in 10.
You know, like,
but they're celebrities, just, right?
Right?
Is kind of what you're
they
saying
are,
is that
yeah.
it's a cottage industry of celebrity.
Yeah, and it's so weird to me because like we're so fascinated by it, but we're horrified by it at the same time.
Yeah.
What's it's sort of the train you can't take your eyes like how did it get this way?
Sure.
Right. Like that's why I'm almost surprised that this is just coming out now.
Although
this
the
study.
Answer is usually some kind of mean potty training, I find. That's usually the answer. Some kind of mean potty training. If you want to make a serial killer, I'll shorten
toilet
the show
train them
for
at gunpoint?
Yeah. Do it. Watch what happens. The no, Mary F. Killer coming at you.
Yeah.
I was potty trained just fine, so alas, I'd be faking it. But all right. Phil,
that's where my mind went.
Where did your mind go? Faced with the evil rainbow.
Two places, because they made the analogy to the general intelligence factor and you know, caveat to all
Q,
them.
Right?
G.
Same thing.
It's a letter. I was thinking about how, you know, caveat for our listeners, if you played along and you're like, oh my God, I got a 3.7. I'm a kid. No. Just because it's a test doesn't mean it's perfect.
Sure.
But if you got a 5, I mean, that's
okay, right. If you got a 5, maybe.
Right.
But
a little worried.
You should be worried, but don't. But again,
don't stop listening though.
No,
no,
I mean, we
never.
Want you.
Rate and subscribe.
Rate and subscribe,
my psychos.
And rate and subscribe from prison. Tell all your cellmates.
That's right.
Yes, when they catch you.
No, don't rate all your cellmates. They don't like that. Just keep it with us.
Is there an app for that?
Keep it tuned to the whip around.
I don't want to know.
www.inmatefans.com. For sure. Mm-hmm.
The tests aren't perfect, and it's one of those things, but it's nice to have a tool in the box to help us diagnose these things and maybe help other people get help if they need it, you know?
Yeah, sure. And again, they can apply this all over the criminology yeah. and psychoanalysis.
And the other thing that it brought me to is something that I had seen very recently. Have either of you seen on Netflix Darren Brown's The Push?
No.
Okay.
I'm familiar with him.
He's a British mentalist, probably for those not savvy with magic, mostly psychological magic.
Muggles.
Yes. Mostly psychological magic, mind reading and types.
Mentalists.
Yeah. But he also does a lot with personality and all kinds of stuff like that.
Meaning like with panache or
yes,
with the concept
but with
of
the concept of personality and
he's
so
just so plucky.
He is. Possibly the best mentalist, I think, since Max Maven. Anyway, has a Netflix special where basically they set up a series of events which are escalating in nature that basically
like intensifying something.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Escalating in nature so that
an example.
Starts very small compliance. Like, hey, do this small thing. Hey, do this small thing, and then it spirals
out.
But
do you
mean
just like a simple gesture? Or
I don't want to ruin that part of it, but because it's fascinating to see how something so small that gets a little bigger and a little more, and then lie, and then do this, and then lie again, and then help me move a body. Oh, it's not dead. Escalating to, there's only one way out of this. Push this man off a roof.
Okay.
And it is set up.
I don't mean, okay, I'm going to put.
It is set
I'm
up.
Convinced, Phil.
It is set up so well. And it is absolutely brilliant. And to me, I thought about this because, yes, you may have a D factor, but in this show, it shows you how you can be a perfectly nice, normal person, but put into extreme circumstances. You can do something horrible anyway.
I think that we're also like born that way to a certain degree because there was a study they did where they had little kids. They told them not to do something, whatever. They made it seem as though no one's going to know if you do this.
Right.
And they had cameras set up and pretty much every kid, if they thought no one was going to know, they freaking did it. And they knew they weren't supposed to. They knew it was wrong and it was bad. I feel like it's the same thing. You're saying they're escalating, but
it's not.
Do they know that they're being filmed?
They don't know that they're being filmed, but at the moment of pushing the person off the roof, there is a group of 6 or 7 people there.
Now, I would counter that it would be interesting then to sort of lay over this factor to see. Now, of course, what you're saying is they're nice and friendly.
That's the thing. And they show you the sort of screening process that got it down to the four people.
And I think
who went through the setup.
Some people seem one way, but you know, these operative factors.
Well, again, it's being put in a situation where things are so far beyond your control that you, even if you have a D score of -5, you get put in the right position and anybody can do something horrible.
Well, here's my thought
about
that thing, if I may.
Yeah.
It seems to me also possible. Maybe just because of how much I'm like, wow, I really am willing to invest a lot in what they're doing here.
It's an hour and 10, by the way, if anybody wants to watch it. It's not that long.
Okay. I'm so invested in what's going on with this D-score stuff that I would bet that the innate, wherever on these sadism, self-interest, egoism, that's when that comes into stark relief against societal pressures and whatever else. That's actually when you shear away everything and you're almost left only with some of – so how high is your – D factor
of this particular type that you'd be willing to do
exactly.
This, that,
it's almost as if he's isolating it deliberately. He doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's not using their metric, but I bet they might. It's very possible. It sounds to me like it's almost like he's putting you against your moral disengagement in this moment. Are you?
I think it'd be absolutely fascinating to find out because the research on the D factor was after this was all filmed and done. I think it'd be absolutely fascinating. I might just write Darren an email and say,
man.
Hey, listen, we were all talking about this on our podcast.
It's the whip-around test.
And we want to know what you think about this in relation to your special.
That'd be great.
I'd be very shocked if he didn't say, like, I pretty much already do that, but just that not using those,
not that language.
That language, yeah.
Yeah, that's fascinating to find out. We'll find out.
So maybe we can get him to write in or call in or something.
Oh, listen,
hey.
I would love to.
Hey.
Hey, Darren. Darren, if you're out there listening to this episode, hi, love your work.
Here comes our egoism. you should do our show.
Yeah, call in.
But I want to open it up again to all the listeners out there. What do you make of all of this? What do you make of it in terms of serial killers that are out there? You know, how do you think that matches up with this nine-factored D score? What is yours like? What do you think of what's been out there? Write in. Let us know. whiparound@gmail.com. In the meantime, though, I feel that we're lacking a certain something of fun here.
What do you mean?
Where can we go for some fun here?
What's more fun than serial killers?
Murders.
Serial? Nothing.
I'm going to mark Jill down.
Well, I thought, I thought.
A dangerous prospect.
Always. I said that I was thinking about this and I realized that D-score can help and measure reveal serious personality defects and expose some serious mental health things.
Nice.
We're highly unlikely to encounter a serial killer in our day-to-day lives.
Yeah,
so maybe.
That's true.
So
you'd
maybe.
Never know, though.
Maybe the best ones
you'd
never know.
You already have.
Never a bad one, right?
Right. But we're unlikely to use the D-score in that way. So I thought maybe we should redefine D-score in our own whip-around way.
Yes.
So I think we need to play a game.
Yes, we do!
Cue the music, and I don't really have a name for this one. But I know.
Phil.
Listen, the best I could come up with, it's
Win, Lose, or Douche.
Actually, it was Build a Douche Workshop.
Well, I mean, we've gotten some mileage out of Build-A.
I like Win, Lose, or Douche.
Win, Lose, or Douche?
Or Douche Nozzle. I mean, that's just the episode.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is basically you're more...
D is for douchebag.
D is
it's
for
good
douchebag.
For D.
The thing is, you're more likely to run into a douchebag.
Fucking A.
You're right? Than a serial killer, just from a statistical standpoint, because douchebags everywhere.
Dime a dozen.
Yeah.
Right? Serial killers?
Dime a douche.
Like, yeah.
Why can't we have a serial killer that just focuses
dime
on douche?
Dime a douche!
There it is!
There it is!
A dime a douche! Super high five.
Well done.
Awesome.
Well done.
So I figure...
Fresh murder is on me.
There's no D score for douchebags, so let's...
Not just titles. Titles just coming out.
So let's make a test to identify douchebags and help them get the treatment they need.
Okay.
So that's where I'm going
with
this.
And Jill and I are helping
Yeah, I've got five questions for each of you.
Okay.
Oh, God.
All right. Okay. So here's the first one. Let's just go right into it. We can't test for something if we don't know what it is. I want you each to define, in your own words, mm-hmm. what we mean by douchebag.
Who goes?
Whoever comes up with an answer first.
And
then we'll alternate.
I would say, okay, a selfish, loud doofus is a douchebag. Someone
selfish,
who is self-centered in a
doofus.
Loud way.
Self-centered in a loud way.
Is a douchebag.
Got it.
Right? Or is a douche or a douche nozzle. Or
some variant on douche.
Right. Is in the douche family.
Douche hyphen modifier.
Yeah. Extremely
Got
selfish.
Douche
extremely
canoe.
Loud. Douche kaboom.
I would say if you're a dude and you're wearing white sunglasses, you're a douche.
That's going to narrow things
That's,
a lot for
Really?
You.
That makes it
Let me ask you this.
Though.
What color are sunglasses? Then no.
Well, it's kind of funny. All right. So now we have definitions.
Yeah.
Here, okay.
I'm just going to go ahead and...
You know what, though? Jill can go first. This one's easy for her because she's already got one of them. The D score has 9 parameters. Show's not that long. I was going to ask for 3 identifying traits to spot douchebags in the wild.
All right.
Jill, you've already got one of them.
Jill
white sunglasses.
I probably had more. More than... Oh, in the wild?
Well, I mean, you know, out and walking around. Walking around, you're like, oh, douche.
Right.
Like, what...
What
you're like, oh, that's one.
So 2, you're saying?
Cough,
at least 3
total?
I was hoping for.
The armpit holes, like their armpit holes of their shirt has been cut so that it hangs down. I can see the side of their bellies.
Oh, gross.
That's
so
1.
So really large arms eyes. Got it.
Okay.
Right. That's 1. I guess the white sunglasses, but I could probably come up with another
no,
one.
No, that's 2.
That's 2. The third would be a guy who uses the word bro unironically.
Bro, unironically. Okay. Yeah, right. that's pretty good. Sean, you got 3?
Yeah. I'm going to say that this is hard to picture, but it's real for me.
It's okay.
They speak in a very particular way to their friends. Their head tilts back and the chest comes out. So they do this thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
okay.
And there's a lot, you know, so there's this thing. And I, you know, let's to Jill's point, be like, bro, it's this thing.
Okay, so not just using bro unironically.
Yeah, no, it you know, but there's a head tilt.
There's
chest
a,
out.
There's an action that goes with it.
What
Got
degree?
It.
Like a 30-degree tilt
yeah.
back.
We're gonna put a picture of this up.
A douche will add. They unnecessarily put suffixes on everything. Ski is a big one, like a brewski. Like you know, like we're gonna go out to a party on, or you know what I mean? They just tack dumb suffixes onto shit.
Okay. that's 2 linguistic ticks.
I mean, here you are.
They're in the same vein. They're totally in the same vein.
And then I'll say the stripy shirt is their
stripy
thing.
Shirt.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The stripy shirt.
Okay.
There are a lot of people, I will tell you right now, there are a lot of listeners who know what I'm talking about. It is a button-up, tight, patterned, stripy shirt. They all wear the stripy shirt. Google image search, the stripy shirt.
Okay, so now we know what to look for, but looks can be deceiving.
Or the striped shirt, if you want to Google image search that.
Either way. I mean, I'm going to look this up.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, broski.
Yeah, broski. We know that looks can be deceiving. So, let's say you think you spot a douche in the wild, but you need confirmation. Sean, what do you say to them to test this? And what do you expect as a response for confirmation?
Okay, so what I'm doing is it's the acid test of
if you happen to be stuck next to them and you say something to them and you get this response, you're like, douchebag.
Oh, boy. God, what do you, because I'll avoid my natural inclination to avoid a douche, you know?
But then you're like, maybe I'll give this guy a chance. But you don't want to commit to a conversation, but you want to
say something
really
real.
Yeah.
It's almost like a pickup line for a,
it's the,
for a bad
it's
person.
The inverse, right?
Yeah, a go away line.
I like that. Jill's got it.
Jill, can you help?
Yo, can I borrow your vape pen?
So any answer is kind of the wrong answer if it involves like getting something and giving it to you.
They all have vape pens though.
That's another question.
They all got that jewel. They're like,
so that's another. There's another identifying.
Okay. Well,
see, and this is, I knew this was going to be a tough one for you. Unfortunately, fell to your turn.
I don't fucking talk to them.
You don't talk to anybody.
Well, and not without a really good reason. You already
exactly,
have to give me
one. Right.
Now, can I just assume that I'm not like somewhere out in the great wild yonder? I'm at a party or something.
Yeah, you just happen to be next to the guy waiting for the bathroom.
You're on the side of a mountain.
Well, see, my thing was going to be, what are you drinking? Like, if we were at a social event,
no, that's a good one.
It's what are you drinking?
Sure, okay.
Because, and I guess you could add this if you wanted to as a bone. Because if it's any, again, if it's a brewski, if it's a you know, a natty ice, if it's
Jaeger,
a Jaeger bomb or whatever it is. If I'm hearing extra shit.
So that's your thing. What are you drinking is the question.
And either way, the answer is going to let me know. If they give a suffix, so much the easier.
Right, okay.
But if it's...
That's true, too, because especially if they're like, oh, well, this is actually a 1934 blah, blah. Shut up.
It sounds like
you're
talking to a fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
In that scenario, for sure.
That's a good question.
Thank you. That's a good one. It came so quickly.
The magic of editing is going to make it sound like you're like on that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So once you properly identify a douche, you need to help it.
Fuck this question.
How would you help a douche? Because in theory, the D factor can
drown
be used
it
to...
in the bathroom. Kill it with fire.
Are you going to preempt question five, probably? So, like, what is your treatment for cleansing someone of Axe body spray? What are you like, I would recommend this, dude. Like, how do you reverse Dunning-Kruger? Douching Kruger?
Oh, well done.
Yeah, that's great.
So it's another something to say?
Not necessarily. This is you playing psychologist. You have identified a douche in the wild. How do you, like, boy, if I could prescribe a treatment to a douche, what would you do?
Okay, I've got something here.
Go.
I don't know how, first of all, it's against my nature.
We know that.
Well, I'm saying, I'm not going to pretend like, yeah, I always
long-time listeners know he would stay away from, and that's everybody's natural thing. But if you could treat one.
Yeah, I would present a personal challenge.
Ooh.
To this person. Like, hey, I want to give you a little mission if you're down for it.
Broski? I had to.
I hate you. Come with me to the bathroom and just get in your fucking head in here. It would be, okay, here's your mission. Tomorrow, you're going to forbid yourself from saying, well, actually. You're not going to say it at all.
Nice.
And you're going to, with every woman you talk to, after she has made a point that you've let her say, because you're going to let her say it, you're just going to kind of repeat it back to her, like, so you're telling me and you're going to say it. So for one day, you're
be a human.
No well actually-ing, and even though it's going to be irritable to some of the people who talk to you, although there probably aren't many left, you're going to actively listen to women. Because another big thing with the douche is that they're not good at listening, particularly to females. So you're going to no well actually's. And you're going to actively listen. Okay, so you're saying this. That's what you're going to do all day.
Okay. I dig.
All day, you piece of shit.
Jill, what's your douche treatment?
Part of my... Well, my personal...
Son of a bitch.
That's a personal question.
He watched
question.
His own thing.
It's a very personal question.
Did not think that through.
How dare you?
Did not think that through.
What is it?
What's
this fine
yours?
Summer's
sorry.
Evening.
What's yours? What's yours?
This fine yours? Summer's Eve.
Sorry, Jill. Coca-Cola, actually.
Doesn't work.
Has nothing to do with a jade egg or steaming. Anyway, so... no, mine would be it would kind of a little bit, half of it would go hand in hand. So, cause one, I would make them watch the RBG documentary.
There you go.
Two, okay. I would say, you know, for the next year, you're just not going to go to any music festivals. This is like,
cut off your supply.
Right. This is, you're going to have to just either listen to records, not even records, just listen to the radio. Or, you know, go to, like, an intimate, smaller live show for someone that age range of the people in the audience is 40 and up.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get some culture.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last question.
Please.
Let's assume, like many I might be, that the douche is beyond redemption.
Yes.
And you're in charge of the world.
What
do you get to do to the douches of the world that are beyond redemption, that your treatment doesn't take? What would you do? Because now this is basically, instead of sentencing a serial killer, you get to sentence douchebags. To what?
Yeah, I think that already exists. Isn't it called like Love Island? Bachelor in Paradise?
Yeah, they've done those, right?
Isn't that what... Just put them on an island. Because I know that when we think of the word douche, I mean, I certainly do. I think of men first. But there are certainly
female
women
douches.
Who are douches.
Fair.
So,
I have not met as many, but you're right. I can actually think of a couple. Sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
I
think I would put them on a really shitty island. Not like a fun Caribbean one, but like one that like has a lot of flies. And that they just, no music, no nothing. No matcha, nothing.
Okay.
They just gotta
exile. Live it out.
Yeah, basically exiled. So you
exile them to a not great place, basically.
Yeah,
isolated from the rest of the population.
So that they have to deal with each other because they're going to get annoyed with each other. And maybe there's the option for redemption if they're like, man, I've been stuck here. I've now found the error of my ways because I've been forced to solely be surrounded by people exactly like me.
Joe, I dig it. I dig it. Sean, what are you going to do?
The pit and the pendulum.
I was waiting for literary. I wasn't sure which way we were going to go.
The pendulum. And with people outside that if it's like you manage to somehow get out, they put you back. And then but be a dick about it. It'll shoot you in the face. It's pit and the pendulum for me.
Okay.
It's pit and the pendulum for me, Bob. and we broadcast it because whether it's a deterrent or not, I don't give a shit.
So this is definitely the Black Mirror episode.
I've never watched the show, but
it
yes.
is great.
That sounds like one.
It should be if it isn't showrunners.
I was thinking Twilight Zone-y, you know. So sure, okay.
Yeah,
that's what I would do.
Right, well, this is.
In fact, can I tell you something, Phil?
Yeah.
That's kind of now my answer for the rest of the questions too.
No, that was the last
that
one.
Is last.
No, all of them
ever
from the beginning.
Oh,
just pit in the pendulum.
Nice.
Well, I hope you guys have enjoyed. This has been Dime a Douche.
I think
that's the name
of
it.
Okay.
It's either Dime a Douche or the Douching Kruger effect. I like Dime a Douche better.
I don't know. It's hard to
decide. That is a toss-up.
So what we're going to do now is head to one last break before we come back and wrap this all up, you dark rainbows, yeah.
Hey, Phil. What's up?
Chilling. What's up with you, bro?
Oh, man. Dude, I just got done with my morning vape.
Word.
Then I already booked my tickets for Coachella next year.
Tight.
And then I'm totally increasing my protein shake. I've upped it to 5 pounds.
5 pounds, bro?
Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah. That's... No, I'm getting so swole. It's ridiculous.
You look swole.
Also, I'm on iTunes every day. Like rating, reviewing.
Oh.
And subscribing.
Word. Do the whip around?
Is there anything else to rate, review, subscribe? Hello, where have you been?
How much do you rate, bro?
5 stars.
Word.
Is
five
there...
I mean, of course.
Do you even rate? Sounds like you don't.
No,
you
I'm a poser. I gotta leave now.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, 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 I'm still here. You're still here. Phil's still here. Jill's still here. Who knows who else might still be here?
I left.
No more than, what, 2 feet from a spider or something, so the spiders are still here. We are here in Act 3, and there's only one major thing left to do, but wait! Phil is here, too, with sort of something extra, super happy surprise before 3 for the road here, right?
We mentioned it last week that we were working on it. We have a contest, and we actually thought this one out.
Yes, we did.
We're getting better at these things, folks.
In fairness, this has like the stamp of Phil's mind all over it. It's very sharp. It's very smart.
And it's only 10 questions. We're calling it 10 clicks for 10 bucks. Okay. We love what we do on the Whip Around, but we want to know what you guys love, so that way we can bring you something that you guys really love too.
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't matter if you listen infrequently, like whatever, or if you're a steadfast, been with us since episode one listener.
We want
your feedback. We want to know what you guys think. So we have a quiz. It's going to be the first link in the show notes.
Yes.
Which you can find anywhere, you know, on the podcast or on the website. Be the first link. It is just a 10-question quiz, and everybody who finishes the quiz and puts their email in the last address and a name that we can call out, the last question, is entered to win a $10 Amazon gift card. And I think we're going to have three
lucky winners.
Three lucky winners.
Three lucky gift cards.
Three lucky gift cards going out to three winners, and maybe some fun stuff too along with that.
I would like to be able to send some.
Yeah, I think we're going to maybe like a little prize box or
something. Yeah, yeah.
You might win a Carson Wentz T-shirt that I wore for a day.
Oh, yeah, we still have.
Want to get that fucking out of my house before the season starts.
Oh, yeah. You're so terrible. That sounds great.
It is going to be great. And we know that your time is precious.
So that's why it's only 10 clicks for 10 bucks is
Phil
what we're calling it.
This thing. I took the quiz myself and I feel great. But it was quick. It was also funny. There's wit in there. It's amazing. You should do it. You should totally do it.
Amazon gift cards.
They're good for anything. Yeah. Well, on Amazon.
Right. money that only works one place.
But you can trade that with most people.
Look, I don't want to know what you're going to do with it. Okay?
Yeah.
I'll take the Wentz shirt, though, since you're just...
No, somebody's going to win it.
Yeah. Employees of the show are ineligible and all that, Jill. So that being said, and again, I would like to reiterate, please do check. It's the first link in the show notes. We'll probably be using Facebook and stuff to sort of help point you along the way, too. It is now time for 3 for the Road, that famous part of the show where we get to talk about those things that we didn't have time to talk about during the main arc of the show or that didn't fit in with the theme of the show. Each person will have 3 turns. We'll go one after the other, 30 seconds apiece to say your piece. And when you hear something like this, it means 30 seconds is up. That was so sad.
Wow.
It's truncated.
30 seconds is up. It is time to shut up and move on to the other person. Once we do that 3 times apiece, we are done. The show is over. We are out of here. And since he did such a good job. Since he did such a good job talking of the contest, I think that Phil should go first, then Jill, then me. What do you say? Ha, 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 ha.
Sounds great.
Great. Phil, are you ready?
No.
Phil, are you set?
Do I have to be?
Phil, are you go?
News out of Pittsburgh. The Archdiocese of
What?
The people from Pittsburgh.
the Catholics.
The Catholics are saying they are leaving some priests on the rolls whose names have been named in an indictment for abuse. I just want to file this under people not doing what the fuck they should. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. Your own internal investigation doesn't supersede what actual investigators have done.
Due to their internal investigations. Hey,
if you have done something wrong, own up to it. Get these people out of there. Stop them from touching children.
Fuck yeah. Gross.
During this show, Sean introduced me to this awesome video that we're going to put a link to because I just think it's fantastic. It's from the BBC and it's called Leading Ladies. And it's really great British actresses auditioning for a part that's a stereotypical leading lady part. So essentially none of them are skinny enough, pretty enough, talented enough, white enough. It's hysterical, but it's also so sadly true and accurate. And I just think it's fantastic. So watch it.
IGN's got a plagiarism problem, or it did. In stealing words is bad and it makes you an asshole news, massive gaming website IGN recently fired their lead Nintendo content editor when it came out that Philip Myusin had blatantly stolen the content of a review of a recent game from a review done by a small YouTube channel. Fuckface pulled a low-grade word shuffle to hide his crime, but he was found out, and more of this crap came to light, and after a non-apology, Myusin was let go, and the YouTube page he stole from, Boomstick Gaming, has had a massive surge in subscriptions. subscriptions after this, so at least there's that.
Hey, they should use Turn It In on IGN. In further people not doing what they fucking should news, Twitter admits InfoWars violates its rules but says it will remain on the platform. This douche canoe, Alex Jones, has been tossed from so many different platforms. And I mentioned this last week in my Three for the Road, and I am happy to see this jackass being kicked off platforms for spewing his intentionally false, vile bullshit.
Hurtful.
Hurtful bullshit. And yet Twitter won't stand up and do what it's supposed to do. It's violating the rules. Do what you're fucking supposed to. Don't be like the Archdiocese of Pittsburgh.
You proud boys.
I said it right that time.
You know he owns white sunglasses.
Yes.
So the Oscars made some adjustments for this next year. They are trying, they're going to make sure that it is actually 3 hours, which, I mean, why even 3 hours? Just make it freaking like an hour. They are going to hand out awards during the commercials, which kind of is a shame because it's probably going to be the tech awards and or like documentary style,
writing.
And those people don't get as much cred. So
customers.
They should have that. And there's going to be a popular film category.
I saw another. Popular, I listened to another podcast that said the award for popular movies is called Money. I saw that and heard that in a podcast.
I like that.
Hey, everybody, I've got some ghost news. Yes, fucking ghost news. Amethyst Realm, a spiritual guidance counselor from Bristol, UK.
Oh, it's
a
person.
Has long since claimed to exclusively bang non-corporeal males. That means she fucks ghosts, you guys. Has now announced, presumably to a poorly attended tea party in her backyard, that she has met a special ghost from Australia, forged a relationship with him, and is now planning to have his ghost baby. Yes, a phantom pregnancy. Or in other words, I guess she wants to have an apparition abortion? Hard to say, but she's crazy. Here we go.
Is that what I'm doing wrong?
What I, you know, I actually didn't have a third one, but now that you've gone there, I'm going to shill for Darren Brown once more. He has another Netflix special, and it's called Miracle. Okay, if Push doesn't interest you, Miracle should. As thinking citizens of the Whip Around, I know you value logic. As people who know I'm a magician, you know I tell you truthfully when I say he's doing all this by means of a normal magician. But what he does in Miracle is demonstrate exactly how people are taken in by miracle hucksters, spiritualists, and religious folk. You should watch it. It's a wonderful examination of that. It's awesome.
Ghost fucking.
Have you ever been pooped on by a bird?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why is that?
Yes.
It's, I don't understand. There's way too many birds that I just think we should be getting pooped on way more often than we are. And so, if you're having a bad day, just think of it this way. Did you get pooped on by a bird today? Nope. That's a good day. And you know what? If you did, I'm really sorry for you, but there's always tomorrow. Okay, maybe today just wasn't your day.
There are too many birds. That's what we're going, folks. Too many birds. And that's you heard it here first.
Fuck those
too many birds.
Motherfuckers.
Too many birds. Okay, I'm going to go a little bit long on this particular entry because I have some really exciting sports news. Yes,
weird.
Sports news. Indeed. And it also happens to be Whip Around family, Whip Around extended family news. The Whip Around family, y'all, is about to get a bit bigger. Citizens, Dave DiOrio, the angriest, loveliest, wonderfulest,
fish belt wearingest
guy in the world, has teamed up with a few of his best sports buddies, Chuck Siders and Mean Gene Zelak, to create a brand new podcast dedicated to the very dilliest of Philly sports news. I think I did that right. Who the fuck knows? Podadelphia. Podadelphia is the name. It's going to roll out its first episode very soon. I don't want to firmly commit on the date yet. I have heard it, but Dave's going to be here next week to lay in some more details for us. It's going to be coming out. So if you sports, watch sports, or just listen to the sportsiness of others.
Especially if you're Philly sportsing.
This is the Philly Sports podcast for you. And it won't just be Philly sports. You're going to have the best highlights and all that stuff. Just, you know, delivered in that famous City of Brotherly Love, charming fashion that Philly fans are known and loved for across the world.
They'll yell at you.
They're actually very lovely guys. So get over there, check it out, rate, and please subscribe to Podadelphia, coming to a pair of ears near you.
Yay!
Sports. And sports and sports. I've never talked about sports for that long.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
I wouldn't say it was really sports.
I'm impressed.
Related.
Well, I'm telling the folks down there at the sports bar that I'm lost and I was looking for the library. I'm just kidding. I know exactly what the library is.
Oh, I get it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So this has been a great one. Again, we invite you to contact us. What do you think of this whole evil rainbow score? What do you think about
our... What's your evil rainbow number?
Yeah, what's your evil rainbow number?
Jesus.
I like it.
Who's your favorite serial killer? That's a fun question, too. Phil, what's something we can attach to yours?
Take the quiz, damn it.
Well, of course, yes. Take the whip around quiz and let us know what you think. But I mean, as far as where your mind went, I'm trying to think of how the readers or the listeners can follow up on where your brain went with all of this.
Don't
watch those shows. Watch those specials.
Yeah, I mean, they're both an hour long. It's totally worth your time. I mean it.
So check it out. We'll be back next week. We have, I think, Dave and Jill. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe that's right.
I'll be back.
And Phil is going to be doing mysterious stuff. Look for, if you haven't already, Phil's Hidden Addenda on Facebook.
Thursdays. 4 o'clock when the scheduler is working right.
Yeah. So anyway, Facebook. Got that going on. We have plenty more fun things coming, so you'll see. So we will listen to you. You will listen to us. Something will happen.
There's ears involved.
Yeah. Ears and ears and ears. We love you. Bye.
Stabbing, stabbing, stabbing. Jill, what's your douche treatment?
Part of my my personal
bitch.
That's a personal
He washed in his own thing.